special. Vino Man's a son of emotional. There is only one way, it's ministry. This is the only way. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 18. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had given unto us the word of reconciliation. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the ones that are saved would be sent forth. But before they will be sent forth, what will happen? They must be taught. Praise God. So we must honor the local church, because that is how God gathers us together to be taught. Praise God. You know, in 2 Timothy 2:2, the things that thou hast heard of me are many witnesses that shall commit to faithful men that will teach others also. It is in the local church that we find this structure. Praise God. Okay, finally, let's open to 1 Timothy. Are we there? Okay, please, let's read together. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Praise God. This is, you know, in Ephesians 4, we saw that God gave us gifts as men after his death, burial, and resurrection. And these gifts he gave unto us, they are the ones that will perfect us for ministry. So, if we do not honor them, if we look at it as a rag, like as in, who are these people, well, you know, we will not be blessed by their ministry. Now, this we can disdain through, you know, little ways, but we must be cautious to always keep it in mind that we must honor our leaders, and honor is not a casual thing. It must be deliberate. So we must be deliberate about honoring our leader. So as we sing this song, you know, let it remind us that this is actually the only way that God has seen to bless us. Praise God, the church structure. And we must honor our leaders, honor all the gifts that God has given us in the church to build us up, grow us up. Praise God. Placed over me, I honor the saints in fellowship together. I honor the ministry that is done unto me. The life of honor is what I'm called to.
Brothers, sisters,